talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, June the 28th, 2019, and we are having a great time here with Lulu Roman, joined in studio by Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and The Wheeze for this edition of the Exchange Club. And it's going to be a very unique edition today because we are going to leave some topics out and just do some fun topics today that maybe we normally would not do.
Oh, that means you're going to talk all about the debate last night?
Not at all. Not even going to bring it up.
I thought it was a fun topic.
Like it never happened last night. We don't want to get into that, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Scott always takes us down the political road.
No, they always want me to go down the political road, and I always want to talk about other things. Uh-huh. So today,
I don't know,
like
what?
Scott likes to talk about love, marriage, and romance.
Right.
And the disaster that it all can be at certain times. See, Lulu agrees with me on this.
Yes.
All right. Well,
he's never been through it though.
Close enough.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh no. Okay.
No. See, one engagement was enough, Charlie. I don't have to go through I can see a car wreck. I don't have to be in one.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Pretty good theory.
Yes.
How you doing?
So here we are today, and we're not going to talk about that. We'll save that all for next week. Even though, if you saw it last night, I'm not sure if it was.
Lulu gets political. She met Jimmy Carter.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, tell us about Jimmy Carter. Legendary man.
So nice. So nice. He requested that we do a private concert for him. And so we went to his church, and thank you, and did a little concert. They were so sweet. Oh, my goodness. That southern charm just oozes out of both of them. It does.
They seem like genuine people.
Very much so.
Yeah. Some other politicians don't really seem like them.
They ooze, just not the charm.
Yeah.
Now, and one other one that I just was, I was so blessed. I got to sing at Ronald Reagan's inauguration.
Really?
And it was precious. It was. He was so wonderful. He was such a gentleman. Had a godly heart. He did.
Mm-hmm. A very unique gentleman. Mm-hmm. One of our most beloved presidents, I would say. I remember when he died, people just lined the streets and the roads of California and Washington. It was tremendous. The cathedral was filled. It was an amazing event. Now, I'm going to let Lulu eat a little bit here, so I am going to allow Brandy to give us her little recap of last night. Well, I know you're dying to do it, go ahead.
He just gave you permission.
I just gave you permission.
And thank you very much.
That's exactly right. Now, go ahead. Give us your little recap. I know you watched the whole thing, the whole two nights of it.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah,
I
did.
Too. Yeah, see?
Well, how can you watch all? I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm,
couldn't do
me
it.
Either.
No. Last night they just started screaming right off the bat, and I had to change the channel.
I'd be throwing spitballs at the TV.
Yeah, I couldn't understand any of them.
I mean, compared to debates in other years, I didn't think it was that volatile. I mean, it wasn't as good as the first night. I thought the first night was better than the second night, but there was definitely a shining moment between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden last night.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Well, we've seen that on all the news shows this morning.
Exactly.
It's everywhere. It's on every news channel, Charlie, this morning.
Well, what was it?
I didn't see it.
Well, it was where Kamala Harris mentioned that she had been bused to school and that Joe Biden had voted against busing. And Joe Biden looked a little confused on how to answer that question.
Him.
Well, but that's that, and we'll
say... voted against busing?
I guess.
No, it's more to it than that.
Well, I don't know if there was or not.
When they, it was his local...
Well, wasn't he governor or senator?
He did, and he tried to toss it back to the city cap, but boy, she played him like a violin in front of those people.
She did very, very well last night, and I thought, the first night I thought that Elizabeth Warren and Julian Castro were by far the best, and then last night I thought Kamala Harris ran away with the whole thing. So
you didn't like Mayor Pete?
He was better than I mean, I don't know.
What about Bernie, who kept putting his hand up all night?
No, he was awful.
He just kept putting. Well, I don't know where he'll end up. We'll see what happens with that whole thing. But that was certain. It wasn't as watched though as debates in the past.
Well, there were too. Yeah, 20 candidates.
I mean,
too much. They just need to stop that whole thing.
Once it whittles down, I think that more people will
It was
watch.
4 hours long. That's too much.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, but split over two nights.
That's so. Still too much.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I watched it. My kids, some of them watched it with me. I mean,
Did you watch it, Charlie?
Parts of it.
It got a little annoying after a while.
Since when do debates let everybody talk at once?
Yeah, why were they all screaming at the same time? Sad.
That's true. It didn't happen as much the first night, and like I said, I thought the first night was better than the second night.
And what was their announced, but speaking in Spanish, who were they trying to get votes from?
Oh yeah, Beto was trying to speak in Spanish.
So did Booker, I think.
You talk about a cheap act. That was almost as bad an act as the Willindas. Walking that tight wire.
That wire.
Boy, and they made a big deal about that. Good Lord.
For 2 hours.
You couldn't turn the channel on Sunday without hearing about that.
And I thought, Evel Knievel, where are you?
Yeah, it kind of blew the whole thing away.
Yeah.
Well, so that's enough with that. And it happened. And people can decide what they decide. And they'll probably do new polls. And we'll see what happens as time goes on. And that'll be fine. And that's that. So now we are going to move on. Yeah, okay, we're going to move on here to, this is interesting. A new study finds that giving feedback does not work. Giving feedback at work, giving feedback to your kids, that when you give them feedback, they actually really dislike it. They don't like it.
You know what happens? They get mad.
They do. Yes. They get the PO.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's how you're giving the, what would you call it, constructive criticism?
That doesn't work either. The study shows that what you actually need to do is when they're doing something right, praise them for that.
Mm-hmm.
And praise more of the good things. Leave the bad things off. Because when you, nobody likes feedback. Think about it. When you've done a job, if you do something, and you do it the way you think it should be done. If somebody comes in and tells you you were wrong to do it that way, you don't like that.
Mm-mm. So it's about positive reinforcement.
But what if you end with that? So if you give them constructive criticism and say, but here's what you... Or
no.
Yeah, I think that... I mean, it's got to happen, though. You can't let people...
No, people don't want criticism at all. Charlie,
I can tell you all about that.
There was a period in radio where you were listened to, and they'd call you into the office every morning and tell you what you did wrong.
That's right.
You don't like that.
And I was doing a program with the program manager's wife. We were on the air every day, but every day we had to march into his office and be criticized.
Oh, no.
And finally, she threw everything down, walked out.
Yeah, left. Yeah. Did he tell you what you guys were doing right?
No.
Just wrong. So maybe that's the difference.
No, like yesterday, I put a picture up that had been delayed.
Oh, here we go.
I put a picture up that had been delayed of Brandy.
I saw it.
Yeah, and she was with her little portable book.
It's not hers, she said.
It's not hers.
Portable, first of all.
Whatever it is.
Pick it up and take it home.
Yes, it's that
library.
It's a little free library. Free library. That was donated to Martin Luther King Park.
In the park, sure. That's all I said.
We had those around our house.
I just wanted to make sure that the proper people were being given credit because it's not my library. No, it was donated by the Marion County Democratic Club and built by Jim Weatherhead. That was all I said, and I put a smiley face at the end so Scott would know I was not being malicious, and away he went.
She gave me feedback, and I didn't like it.
I know, and 10 comments later, we are here.
Yeah, we're here. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I did not say you build it. I just said it's...
I know, but for people who didn't know what it was, it wouldn't be clear.
I told them it was a portable library.
But no. This whole thing ended with Scott saying, Brandy is a very nice person, LOL.
No. Somebody else said
somebody
that.
Somebody else quoted
They
had to tell me she was a nice person. And I said, well, have you spent much time with her? You'd have a little different opinion. But no, the point is feedback doesn't work, Charlie.
Unless it's good criticism.
I don't know.
See, I agree
with that.
That's
an oxymoron. Good criticism? What's good criticism?
I don't know. Maybe telling what's wrong and how to correct it.
I don't think it works. I think people just... Lulu, what do you think? You think people want feedback? When people come up after your show and say positive, it's mostly positive, isn't it? You don't want to hear any negative stuff, even if there is a negative moment.
Nope.
You know, the first criticism I ever had, it was only after I was on the air for a short period of time, my program manager come up and said, Evers, you don't say 100, you say 100. And ever since that day, 60-some years ago, I think of that.
You know...
Here's the other thing. When I was hired in 1952, I walked up on the back steps. The chief engineer was waiting for me outside, holding a glass of water. I said, whoa, thanks a lot. He said, no. He stuck his finger in the water glass and pulled it out and said, now remember, that's how important you are to this business. The hole left in water.
That's
feedback for you.
You talk about a double, triple negative.
Did you take it and throw it on him?
I remember that every day.
Yeah, you will. Yeah,
every day.
That. Well, you know the one that when the internet came in big, because you say W all the time.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people who had tendencies to say W. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
you can't
and
do that,
people
yeah.
would w. write that on paper and they'd put DUB-YA and say, don't say W. Don't say W. Yeah.
I always liked Cincinnati. WLW.
Yeah.
They were correct in every way. Well, WJR in Detroit.
Well, you have
our
to
good
say,
old stations.
Good old stations. Now, Brandy, have you ever had a time where you've had feedback that you didn't like?
Well,
every
probably.
Friday.
Yeah, every Friday. Well, I don't know. I think I get less upset over feedback than I do over, you know, like commands. I don't like to be commanded, period. Don't tell me what to do. I don't know.
I think you get upset over feedback.
I don't.
I think you do.
Really?
Which feedback
do I get upset over?
See, that was a little bit of feedback right there that I just gave her.
Did she I get like, upset? No,
see
I asked.
No,
whatever.
No.
See how he is? He twists everything around. I have a daughter who was in ballet, and she actually said that she prefers the teachers who give her feedback, who tell her what she's doing wrong, because she doesn't feel like she gets better otherwise. And she's young, so maybe that'll change. And they're very nice about the feedback. It's not like they're coming in and, you know, whacking her with a yardstick or anything.
When somebody starts a new job.
Dance moms.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see,
no dance moms in this world.
And that lady ended up in the clink.
She's back on TV again.
She's back on TV. Oh, wow. Well, because everybody likes a mean person. There's always got to be a villain. You can't have a hero if you don't have a villain. So, and I think she's the villain in that show, giving her nasty feedback, and then the mothers all scream and yell and say, you can't do this, and take the kids out of the class.
Well, that's just reality TV, so you're right.
But I don't know if that's real or not. Like, your Kardashian... Oh, this is Weasel, by the way. And tomorrow, you'll be on 7 to 10?
7:15 to 10 a.m.
7:15 to 10, and you will have a Kardashian on.
That's right.
Why can't you tell us which one?
Because it's between two of them. I'm pretty sure it'll be Khloe, though.
I know it's not Robert Kardashian.
No, but I would talk to him.
he's went
he's
on
to behind
the
scene. Well, kind of. Yeah.
He's gone. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
Which Kardashian are you going to have on tomorrow?
Probably Khloe. 90% sure, yeah.
Which one is she?
See, I don't know. Isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She's which one?
She just had a baby. She was married to... What's
Lamar Odom.
Oh, Brandy.
Brandy doesn't keep up with the Kardashians.
I just snapped at her.
That's not a command. I didn't mean it like that. I'm showing you my bandage.
She doesn't like commands. She just said that.
I do not.
Certain one. Well, I didn't mean it like that.
No, I know what you meant, but I am really bad at pop culture. I'm sorry.
She's the one who was married to Lamar Odom.
Yeah, Lamar Odom.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
So that'd be a good time.
See, I know who that is. I don't know what you're going to ask her tomorrow because I'm not sure that... They can be that in-depth.
No, they can't. You get a list of things that you can't bring up, but you can still talk about the show, the family, you know.
You think they'll know?
You don't keep up.
Ask
either.
Her how she feels about that Lamar Odom going on all the shows.
That, no, you can't.
I would ask that.
Is that the Lamar that used to do a children's program?
No, that's LeVar. LeVar Burton.
No, he's a basketball player.
Reading Rainbow.
That's interesting, though, that Kardashian might have been married to the guy who hosted Reading Rainbow. That's something we should...
I like that guy.
Ask her about that tomorrow. Okay. That period.
Do you guys ever watch reruns of Reading Rainbow?
I do all the time.
He was in Star Trek, too. He was the guy with the narrow sunglasses.
He had some good working ears.
Yeah.
Because he took feedback and did not scream and yell. Where is he now?
Yeah.
He's Reading Rainbow's still on.
Oh.
No, Reading Rainbow's still on.
Is it?
But no, think when you start a new job. Like when a kid in high school starts a new job, let's say working at a fast food or somewhere like that, the first time, see, because they've never had feedback like that, and the first time the manager comes up and says, you burn up the milkshake machine or the fries, you burn them up, that's a negative, and they want to quit the job. They don't like that.
That's how you say it, though. Then you have a bad manager. You can say... Let me show you again. I think it's how you approach
it. No, you should say, hey, you made those milkshakes really good, and they're going to pick up then that when they burnt the fries up.
Mm-hmm.
How, if you burn the fries up and you see your manager throwing them in the garbage can, you know you did something wrong. They don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, but you don't always see that stuff if you're working fast food. It's a very fast-paced environment. You don't always see...
I never worked in fast food. Did you work in fast food? Why is that a bad question?
I have not worked in fast food, but I have relatives who've worked in fast food. I've been behind the scenes when they were working, and it is a very fast environment, fast-paced environment. You don't see everything that's going on.
I've ever had, I've really greeted disaster. The very first...
You liked when it came.
The very first job I had was in an automotive parts store, and I had to charge all the batteries to keep that, you know... It was getting toward winter.
Oh, did you explode things, Charlie?
Yeah.
I wired them backwards.
Oh, no.
And they blew up.
Yeah, they blew
up. I had acid everywhere.
Ooh.
But then the next job.
What other things have you destroyed, Charlie? Let's run them
down. When I worked at WMRN, I had to charge batteries. And I noticed one of the batteries low on water, so I filled it up. With carbon tetrachloride by mistake. And that battery leaked all over the...
Oh, sure it did.
Oh.
Oh, Charlie.
Well, you know what's funny? You don't remember the really good moments. You do remember the bad moments.
Oh, yeah, they stayed in mind.
And then they become funny, though, later on in life. At the time, they're not so funny, but later on...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other one was, I was had to go out and... when I worked at the cemetery for a while, we had to locate a... child that was buried to be able to move it to another, somebody wanted it moved. And so I'm out there all day digging and finding little pieces of this and that. And I was digging in the wrong spot.
Oh.
The manager came out and right there found it. And here I'd worked all day with little pieces of wood thinking that was a child.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, no. They didn't put a big X on the ground for something like that? You think in the cemetery business they'd be a little bit more...
There was,
yeah.
If you were in the know, you knew where it was.
That's the last thing you want is a lackadaisical cemetery.
Yeah. So you see, in cemeteries, you can bury maybe a loved one or a small loved one in the same grave in a certain position.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think that's nice.
Why?
Well, because if people want to be buried in a certain position, why not let them be buried in that position?
What good does that do them?
I don't know. You don't have to do it. They're gone. But, I mean, you know, I don't want to mess with their final wishes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I don't like, though, about the whole cemetery thing is the obituary. Because when somebody...
Oh, speaking of that, today in the newspaper, did you almost get through it. Did you see in the newspaper today?
Close. No, I didn't look
at
it.
The most terrible mistake I've seen...
Oh, no. What's in there?
In ages.
We didn't make it, did we?
No.
It's in the newspaper.
No,
okay,
we didn't.
Go ahead. Let's make fun of it then.
This is an obituary.
In Lowell Thurston's wife's obituary, they put the face of a man and the name of a man.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. No,
her name's Linda. Linda, right?
Yeah.
They put a man
in...
See, my wife would do that to me and laugh all the way down.
It couldn't have been on purpose.
It was... No, I'm sure it was a horrible
face.
Speaking of mistakes like I made, somebody made a horrible mistake there. I'm sure anybody who gets the paper is talking about it.
But Linda is... That's a woman's name. They didn't put Linda?
I don't know. I
can't
remember.
They probably were trying to move things around on the page.
Oh, God, you don't want to mess with obituaries.
Well, they did.
Somebody has to put everything in place.
It's sad, really. I can think of Lowell, what he thought when he opened.
Well, that's right. Lowell was a gentleman, a longtime businessman in this community, and he's in grief. His wife has just passed away.
Yeah.
And now you put a man's picture in her obituary?
They'll make it right.
Too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't unding that bell.
Kinda. You can get a second go around.
It was interesting. You know, his wife was a highly professional lady. My land, she had some really interesting jobs in life.
She did. She was a very... We got the obituary right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. Nice woman. And we're sorry to Lowell if he's... I know he does listen from time to time. Yeah. So our condolences to Lowell. And I'm sorry the newspaper did that. That's awful. It's an awful, awful thing. We're only on the first subject here because we're talking about so many things today. But this is an interesting thing. Guess what? We learned about 20 years ago that eggs were good for you. And then we learned that eggs were not good for you. And then we learned that they were wrong and eggs really were good for you. Well, guess what? No, eggs are no longer good for you again. And the average American eats 279 eggs a year. That's I think that's high.
An egg a day.
An egg a day?
Yeah,
almost.
That's
really
almost.
Really?
If you don't do the weekends.
Well, you're right, 279. I don't think that's a correct number. I don't know anybody who eats that many eggs.
Hmm.
There's some people who lay that many eggs in a year but not eat that many eggs.
That'd be me. Yeah. I don't know. I don't eat that many eggs.
But what do you think it is about the egg? They didn't really say that it's unhealthy. I don't know what is in the egg that's so unhealthy.
Maybe it's how you prepare it. If you fry it up, then it would be...
Oh, yeah, you don't want to fry it if you're... That's not a healthy thing.
But if you had, like, a hard-boiled... That's a thing, right? Like, the hard... Then that would probably be okay.
I think it's the yellow.
That's the baby
cholesterol.
Part.
Yeah,
cholesterol is all in the yellow part.
That's sulfur, the yellow.
That's the part I throw away.
Me too.
The yellow part.
I don't eat the yellow part.
The white one.
Really?
I'll salt it up and eat the yellow.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part is the yellow.
Yeah, me too.
We should eat eggs together. I'll trade you the white and yellow.
Deviled eggs? Oh.
Yep.
My wife makes the best deviled eggs on earth.
Deviled eggs, if made properly, have no sugar in them and no carbohydrates in them, so they should be very healthy.
It's got cholesterol in it.
It does have cholesterol, but no sugar and no... So a diabetic can eat deviled eggs and be okay.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't put sugar in that.
There's a local diabetic that has lost weight and came back to health after
eating a couple eggs a day. Now, I wonder how he feels about this study that eggs are no longer good for your health.
It does not matter what food you look up on the internet.
You can find something
that will tell you that it's bad for you. If you're eating spinach, they'll tell you that it has too much.
But there are certain things that are just, you know, like those deep fried Twinkies. Now, you know you're taking your life in your own hands with those things.
But they make you happy and giggle.
Eggs are a natural whole food. Like, don't go crazy about it. Eat your eggs, everything in moderation. You'll be fine.
Well, the next story is much more interesting to me, to be honest with you, because I think it's going to bring up an interesting question here today. And I'm going to say interesting again. That was two. There's three. Now, a 93-year-old woman, I believe this was in Mississippi, had something on her bucket list that she wanted to do. 93 years old, and it was to be arrested and go to jail. And so
that's my kind of woman.
The local police department, being caring as they are, they went and arrested her and they let her go to jail. And this woman spent the night in jail because she said she lived such a good, clean life that she had never done this. And this is what she wanted to do. So she didn't
commit a crime.
No, they just arrested her.
Oh, they should have let her do something.
Well, so it brings up...
You got to feel that wild.
So it'd be real.
It'd be real, yeah, that's right. So she'd get the whole experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, mug shots and the whole bit.
Mm-hmm. Then she could get on a high-speed pursuit. Like, they should let her do that.
So the interesting thing is, because, you know, anybody can go at any time, what is on your bucket list, Weasel?
Start with Brandy.
No, I don't want to go that way.
Start with Charlie.
Charlie, what's on your bucket list?
My bucket list has a hole.
Really?
Yeah, everything I've ever wanted to do, I can't now. I'm at the end of my trail. You know,
there are things on
the long little doggies.
But there are things you still want to do, right?
Oh yeah, sure, but I can't.
Well, what's one thing you would still like to do?
I'd like to go cruising on Lake Erie, or the ocean, or flying around the world. Flying. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's a good bucket list. Lulu, is there anything on your... Well, we talked about some things earlier. What do you think about this 93-year-old being arrested?
If that's what she wanted...
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Go get them.
Yep.
You got anything yet,
Weez? She wrote that in her memoirs.
That's right. That's right.
I wanted to be arrested, so I got arrested.
That's right.
Did they, like, rough her up a little bit?
Some people, well, you, as much as you can rough up 93 years old.
But you know, listen, like, here, stop that.
Yeah, stop that. Put these on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you live a really clean life, a lot of people do think you've missed out on something. Mm-hmm. They think that you've missed out on this thing mm-hmm. that people live.
I don't know. I've never really made a bucket list. Yeah, Carly's has a hole in it. Did you? You don't have anything, Brandy?
I mean, there are things I want to do. I never think of it in terms of a bucket list. I don't know. I guess I want to go to Mardi Gras at some point.
That well, there you go. Fun. You can do that.
You've never been?
I've never been.
Yes,
to Mardi
you want to go.
There you go.
Lulu, you
oh,
again?
Yes, you want to go. Oh, you wanna go. So many times.
Oh, a highlight, big experience, fun?
Very much, if you get into it.
But you got to go all the way.
You got to go all the way. You got to dress up. You got to get you a mask. You got to, you know, maybe have a little tiny drinky.
Well, that's right. Well, because if you're uptight,
be intoxicated.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're uptight in real life, when you go there, you have to understand people don't know you, and you got to let it rip.
Yeah.
You don't want to go down there all uptight and pensive and
sober.
And sober.
Yeah. You gotta be drink, so that's out. But
you gotta have a good time. So nothing on the list.
Maybe well,
I don't
know
drink either, but you know what? I've discovered something called Fireball.
You like the cinnamon, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cinnamon's good on anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Boy, some of those Fireballs, man, you put them in your mouth and you.
Yeah, they're hot. Yeah.
Oh.
That's how my hair got like
you back
this.
A little bit.
I don't know, Scott. Like I've
interview a Kardashian.
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't be on mine either.
I don't know. I'm happy that I get up.
I know
day.
It's on our mutual bucket list.
You do?
Yeah. Getting Scott to a drag show.
Yeah.
A drag show.
And a tattoo.
Scott to a drag show. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Probably have to drag him there.
Look
that's
at him.
Fine.
He's got nice cheekbones.
Listen,
he's got
here's the point.
Eyes.
Here's the point. I wouldn't go anywhere with the two of you.
Yes,
this
you
is
would.
It.
That's not true.
Friday is it. We come in here for an hour, and then we're not going anywhere else.
That's not true.
It could be a drag show. It could be the grocery store. I would say no.
We went to a concert.
I have, no, Lulu.
What?
I have seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do Lou.
Oh, they do Lulu.
You know what? I think I've seen Scott.
When somebody walks up who's doing you at a drag show, what do you think?
Generally, all I can do is laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, I think.
That's interesting.
Would you do that? Like, would you go and...
I wouldn't go anywhere with you.
We're going to have to, like, trick him. We got to be sneaky.
Well, listen, honey, it's terribly fun. It is.
Oh, I think I would go. Like, if you and I could go, but I don't want to go with them.
Yep.
You got. So we
what
are
you doing tonight?
All right. Well, Lulu and I are going to be down.
You got to go as Lulu, so then you guys would be the twins. That would be cute.
Charlie could come along.
I was thinking another bucket thing.
Go ahead.
The whole bucket got patched up.
Like and skydive.
Change it quick.
But I don't know if my heart would take it or not, but I sure would like to.
That would be a fun way to go out, though.
I was training.
I'll tell you how to do it, honey. You do it tandem.
Well, right.
Two.
Yeah, in case you die, the other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah, that way you don't hit and come apart.
I was training to skydive for quite a while. I was going up with him, not jumping. And then my instructor died.
I just lost
interest after that.
Yeah, that kind of.
I'm gonna say your interest would die.
right.
Have you ever been parasailing? Because
that's
not as thrilling as skydiving, but it's still like you can do a free fall while you're parasailing, and it's amazing.
You know, I've done both of those, and I don't remember like your blood pressure's up before you jump, but as we jumped out, like it's beautiful. You know,
oh, you have?
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You liked it.
Yeah, but my ears are so big, I didn't really need a chute to open up. I just floated.
Yeah.
But I would.
Oh, that's great.
I would do it again.
I'd love to.
Cascade it in.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So I don't know. Do you have something on your list?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
What about getting married or something like?
That's right there. That's how I have on my list.
Because Lulu was talking to me during the break and said that Scott needs to get married.
Lulu's been down the aisle, right?
But she doesn't close the doors for it. If she
no, you close the doors now, don't you, no. Lulu? Three times.
See?
Yeah.
You got to the door.
I married
but
the same
didn't...
person twice. Once.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was such a fool.
See, there you go.
What?
Point in case.
Case in point.
But she wouldn't change a thing about it. See?
No, the point is that I do believe that people get married for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's out of a bit of loneliness. It's out of a bit of I want something to do. It's out of a bit of all that. And when the light of day comes, Jesus, here we are. You know, and I've got to... What have I done? You got it.
Well, I tell my wife every day, and she'll agree with you, she's the luckiest woman in the world.
Oh, she's the luckiest.
Oh, yeah. She's the luckiest. I just, you got a reminder. Yeah. No, I'm
kidding. I'm telling you, the engagement that I was under for a while, see, it's like parole to me.
But see, that's how he goes into it.
I love
this.
He's
had one bad experience, and then he writes everything off. Everyone else must be unhappy.
It was kind of like parole.
That was once unhappy.
No. She was a lovely girl. I'm just saying.
It was kind of like parole, and she's lovely.
I just thought. No, it was parole for me. She was very happy.
He had to check in, do random drug tests. It was fine.
It just at the end of the day, as the date got closer and closer, I got more, ooh, boy, this is not going to go well, and I don't want to be involved in this. And thank God I got out of it. You know, it was like I was able to get untied from the tracks as the train was coming down. I
felt but that doesn't was going mean on. That being engaged to somebody else would be the same way. There's
I'm
different
sorry.
Experiences with different people.
I just don't believe it.
So we're going to open your eyes. Go with me and Brandy and me, and then we'll open your eyes.
No.
I'm
gonna
not
get you
setting him up with anyone.
I will.
Well, she doesn't have any friends anyway,
yes,
so what's it
going to
Yeah, I have no friends.
No friends. Anyway, we're going to go on to the next subject now. How about this? Most people who dream have stressful dreams. Did you know this? That's why you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you have cold sweats and all kinds of things. Do you have those kind of stressful dreams, Wheeze?
I didn't think that's what that was. No, I have random dreams sometimes.
You have stressful dreams. You told me that you would wake up and think the alarm didn't go off and you weren't going to make it in and those sort of things.
Yeah, I've done that. And like
you told me I wasn't going to unlock the door 1 week.
No. Well, I've gotten up on the weekends, gotten dressed. Like, yeah, I'll do that and I act like I'm going to work. But then I dream a lot about people who've passed. That's what most of my dreams are.
I have done that, about people who have passed.
But it feels real. Like, so my grandfather passed away, and I forgot that. So when we would go visit them, we would tell them bye. You'd go in and hug your grandpa, and he would go to bed. And I forgot the night before he died. So for 2 years, I dreamt about this. And then one night, I dreamt, and it was the same. I was in the same house, same situation. And he just looked at me from his bed and just said, hey, it's okay. But I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know what that is.
Well, that might not have been a dream.
Maybe
that might
it was
have been
my...
like a visitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, because to tell you you're okay.
But like, so I'll dream about stuff like that. Maybe it's I have a lot of guilt in my life.
No, that's stressful.
Maybe
I
don't know.
Charlie, you have stressful dreams?
No, I really don't dream that often.
You didn't have the typical radio dream when you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning you're not going to wake up.
Situation.
There you go.
How would you like to wake up at 5 o'clock? No, you're supposed to be on the air at 5.
Yep.
And you got 15, 20 minutes to get there.
I fell asleep at WMRN before. I was doing the overnight sports thing. And I kept thinking, so when it's syndicated like that, you have to run the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So, and I just kept thinking, I hear this phone. What's going on? I hear this phone. Man, I was asleep for like 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
And somebody had to call and say,
that's
you
what
wake
happens.
Up.
And I had to turn on the transmitters. We were not on 24 hours a day, and so I hated flipping them on so quick.
Yeah.
You were supposed to let them warm up a little.
Yep.
I didn't.
Just flipped the switch. And
yeah, away we went.
There it went. Lulu, do you have stressful dreams?
You will now.
I have. It's not a continuous thing. It's not. Used to be, I was always running. From something or someone. But that stopped, you know, probably 20 years ago or something like that.
You know, there's a common dream that you wake up and you feel that you're falling.
I've had that. Mm-hmm. And you wake up right before you hit.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that's a fearful dream, but I don't know what causes that in everybody to have it. I don't know. There's something about that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brandy? Fearful dreams?
Well, yeah. I'm generally a worrier. I have lots of stressful, anxious.
Can't imagine.
So maybe that's
dreams.
The common denominator. If you're stressed out or stressful, then you would.
Yeah,
my whole life I've had.
So maybe that's dreams. It.
Yeah.
So, like, what's a typical stressful dream?
Is Scott in it?
No.
Oh.
I tried for you. I've never had a dream of Scott in it.
Well, that's good. We don't need to be in those dreams.
No. A typical stressful dream? Usually something about my kids nowadays.
Sure.
Like, so, I don't know, like, I'll dream that somebody has taken one of my kids and I have to find them or something like that. I mean, it's, you know, but I think at different stages of your life, whatever is stressing you out is what manifests in your dream. So when I was little, I would have reoccurring nightmares and, you know, it was like the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
And I have a weird thing in my dreams where people are the opposite of what they're like in real life. So if I don't get along with somebody in real life, in my dream, they're like my best friend. And
that's bizarre.
Know, or the opposite. Like I adored my mother, but in my dreams she was always awful.
And you didn't like her in your dreams.
Yeah, no.
But you've got mother issues.
No, I do not have mother issues. What in the world?
What I meant to say was she doesn't have mother issues. That's what I was going to say. No, we brought this up over weeks and weeks about
your
mother.
No, you are mistaken, though. You said before that I hated my mom, and
I've
never
I would never say such a thing.
You said that on a show.
I didn't even know your mother.
Roll the tape back. I remember hearing something like that.
Yes.
No, what I said was is that a lot of times she brought up her mother and that her mother wanted to meet, you know, boyfriends or whatever.
That was
and
one thing that we disagreed on was that my mother wanted to be asked my permission if somebody wanted to marry me. And I absolutely was not going to do that. I wouldn't marry somebody who went to my mom for permission. That was one thing out of all of the years of our lives together that we disagreed on.
But that's a nice gesture, is all I'm saying.
Well, that's fine.
I want to get back on
the right
that,
gesture for me.
See, but I believe you might have had maybe an unknowing problem with your mother. People.
Nope. How can you say that when you just said
I don't
you'd
know.
Never
I'm
met
just
my
making a guess, a theoretical guess based upon your life. I mean, I don't know what anybody does out of here.
Incorrect.
Well, see, but you see, the way you answer that so quickly makes me think you're lying.
Brandy doesn't lie.
No,
I can tell
I
you.
Don't, I don't have any issues with my mother. We were best friends when I was growing up.
Even with your best friend, you're not always on the level.
Well, no. I mean, we're family. We had things that we disagreed about, but they weren't like underlying deep-seated problems.
I didn't say it was like a soap opera. I'm just saying that there were some issues. Everybody's got some kind of issue. That's true.
Overall, generally speaking, our relationship was very good and very solid. There weren't issues.
Go. It's easy.
Okay. If you say so.
He's trying to build this up.
I'm just saying, Charlie, that I over weeks you pick up things.
Charlie, did you pick that up? Did I have issues with my mother?
No.
See? Well,
but I'm perceptive.
No.
I had a dream once. Maybe I told you this. When I was 2 or 3 years old, I looked out my front window or at my bedroom window, and there's a hideous face looking at me. It reminded me of the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But if you reduce that down into a human, it turned out to be the head meteorologist at Channel 10.
Oh.
What's his name?
Currently?
Currently.
Who's the meteorologist at Channel 10 currently?
You've been there for years.
Oh, Mike Davis.
Yeah, Mike Davis.
Yeah, Mike Davis.
Mike
that's
Davis.
Right.
Yeah. Every time I see Mike Davis, I think of that dream.
So Mike Davis.
He looks like the Joker.
He was looking in your window.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look up here. Cause I
gotcha. He's been there a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But not that long, right? Like, you didn't know who he was when you were 2.
No.
Okay.
But he's still there.
He's still there.
So it wasn't really a dream about him. It just reminds you of the dream.
Yeah.
There are certain things that can bring up memories of past issues that you might have had with somebody. Yeah. Well, that's Mike Davis for you. let's see. What else do we got here this week? County fairs attendance are down all around the country. I found this.
They haven't taken place all around the country yet.
Last year the attendance was down, and they're going to expect that they go down further.
Our county fair begins Monday.
Yes, it does.
I haven't seen, other than
anything,
what we could have clipped out of the newspaper. No one's.
He's right.
I used to have people call me and say, "I wanted to remind you about the nothing this year." That's not the way you do it. You've got to have publicity. You might have to go to six different places, but you've got to get publicity. Yep. It's just like us. A lot of people, Marion, don't even know we exist. You've got to get out and tell people the story.
But see, I think one of the problems county fairs are having, and people in general, how do you do that outside of the internet in 2019? Because you certainly don't go to the newspaper anymore. They can't even get the pictures in the obits.
They used to have the big billboards where you would see that. Yeah.
Billboards don't work
the
anymore.
The banners, too.
Like
across,
for the popcorn. Yeah, they would do the banners across the street.
And they had attractions. Yeah. I remember every year we used to have Daredevils. Yeah. Joey Chitwood. Oh, I can hear. Here he comes, Joey Chitwood. And the car would run up a ramp, turn halfway up, and go a ways. And that was exciting.
Yeah, it was.
But people are much more timid now. See, that's one of the things. People are on their iPhone, iPad, Xbox. Well, they don't leave the house. They don't care what you're doing.
But the county fairs can't afford
not to do it.
To buy entertainment.
There's nobody in Marion County doesn't know that the fair is going on. It's over July 4th. They're shooting the fireworks off over there. It's not that hard to know when it is. There's another reason attendance is dropping off, and it's because people don't care about that stuff anymore. There's other things to do.
The younger generation, I have grandkids that are thoroughly involved with the fair. They've got rabbits. One has an aviation exhibit. And the kids are the fair now.
Like 4-H and different... 4-H. Yeah, sure.
Well, but I think that's who still goes to the fair. Those are the people who stay involved. But the people who used to like to go to the fair to get the cotton candy and ride the rides and maybe go to the shows... Horse racing last year. You know, they brought back the horse racing to the fair. Yeah. That was so poorly attended.
2 days of it this year.
Yeah, well, nobody came last year.
Who races horses in the morning?
Well, that's... You know, I think that there is something that's going on when it comes to people who are at the county fair. It's all around the country, though.
It's just the fair. I think there is a lack of community involvement nowadays. Like, volunteerism is down.
That's right.
County fair.
Because people want to stay home in the air condition and do their own thing.
Yeah, but I used to be the biggest promoter of the Marion County Fair over the years. And in 1977, they had Charlie Evers Day at the fair, and everybody wore T-shirts that said my name on it.
Yeah.
And my sponsors came and gave me gifts. Congressman, Brown, gave me a flag that flew over the Capitol, 1977. And I got to think, well, how do I ever pay these people back for being so kind to me? And the next year, I raised the money to build a new arena off for the fairgrounds. Because the old one was burned by vandals.
But you know, I think,
remember that.
But I think everything is fragmented, though. Because, you know, there are people who will say, well, this is what it was 30 years ago. But then the people who are long dead now, who can't tell the stories, well, they would say, well, 40 years before that, it was this. You know, a line out the door. Yeah. It's a constant progression of life.
We're in a different, what's the name? Old Joe said, new generation now. Didn't he say something like that?
Somebody said it to him, pass the torch. And he goes, I don't want to pass the torch.
That guy would not shut up last night about pass the torch, pass the torch. Gee whiz.
Biden was funny that he said, I've still got the torch.
I predict he will drop out.
Who's that?
Biden.
Yeah, he got beat up pretty good last
night. Oh, yeah.
Sorry to say that. He didn't look very good. No, he's probably on the ropes right now. Poor man.
We go to the fair every year. It's something my kids look forward to, but we don't spend all week there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that used to be a thing. I don't think I spent all week at my county fair when I was little either. We usually went for like 1 or 2 days, and that's what one day.
One thing I gained out of the fair, in 1977, they gave me and my wife permanent passes for any county fair in the country.
Ooh.
And that's been nice.
Well, so how much does it cost to get in the fair?
Cost is up to
$8.
Yeah, but on Kids Day, the kids 12 and under get in free.
See, that's
and you
nice.
Just have to pay for the adults and the rides. And, you know, we usually go on Kids Day.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. That's cheap to get in. Do you go to the fair, Scott?
Sometimes. Not a whole lot.
Well, we were there every day, weren't we, last year?
We were there every day. We did meet at the fair. That's maybe why I probably don't go anymore. It was like the scene of a car wreck. You don't want to go back there anymore.
Yeah, you do.
There hasn't been a fair since that.
Well, I'm not going back this year.
Last year.
Oh, it was God, it seems so much longer. Anyway.
Those two get along so well, don't
we? We get along perfectly, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you at the thing last week with the, you know.
The thing?
Yeah, whatever that thing was you did.
Ribbon cutting for Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue.
Yeah, I was
but
there.
These two out in public, they'll see each other, like during voting time. They would just kind of wave and not even go up and say, hi, we have a nice relationship with everyone here.
Yeah, but that's your fault.
Yeah, it is.
You're the one who wasn't not outgoing in that way. I mean, what can you do?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, here it is. Fair attendance from 2005 to 2010 was down 10%.
Really?
So can you imagine what
it is
now?
That's a lot.
$500,000 money was lost in
a
the county fair.
Why don't we just have a 4-H fair, a livestock fair, and forget about all the everything else, expenses that go along with the rest of it.
That's right. Well, this has been fun. Now, Weasel, tomorrow on your show, you've got
a Kardashian.
Yes.
And we're going to give away concert tickets again to see the Pop 2K. And then we confirm Boyz II Men. We're gonna go down, see that concert, and interview them too. Brandy, you're more than welcome to come.
Great.
Oh, she can't. She throws up at concerts. I always forget.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Who are you going with?
You.
No. But anyway, that'll be a lot of fun.
He's not a very good gentleman.
I might go just to see Scott.
You won't see me at
the entire
thing.
Time.
I'm not
You're
going. I'm not going.
You said the same thing before. You're going.
When did I say the same thing before? Always starts an argument.
I went to your show. You have to go to mine.
Yeah.
No, you wanted to go to that show.
No, I didn't.
That was a show where people wanted to watch things, not like this thing you're going to.
No,
there were 1,000 people there.
For the collective soul concert.
10,000.
Chad kept 10, saying, people. We're going to go, we're going to go, we're going to have a date. And Scott kept saying, no, we're not.
You did
we're
have
not
a good time
together.
With me. We sat together at the restaurant. At one point, your arm was around me, and I'm like, this is weird, but you
I
felt like
the
homie.
I like the free food.
But you didn't know going
into it. I got him free food that night, and he has never given me any money. He's never
I
said
left
nothing.
Tip.
Nice
I left the waitress a 20. Yeah, we left her a tip.
Well, don't try to up the what you know. Anyway, we're done this week. We're not having more time for this. But Charlie, you're coming up next for 2 hours this afternoon. And
okay.
Yeah, we've only been doing it for 5 years. Now.
He says, I mean, oh, great.
New. So what's coming up today, Charlie? Lulu.
Yeah.
Sitting right next to you. It's going to be a fun
give
hour.
Give her the third degree.
The third degree.
Okay.
Oh, my.
She gives it back, though, Charlie.
Coming up next. And don't forget, Lulu will be at Perkins tonight from 5 to 9, signing copies of her book, Perkins Restaurant, on a big Friday night here, a 4-hour time period, 10%.
56 people.
That's what we like.
Shopping to
yes. 10% off your book. 10% off your meal tonight you buy the book.
Yeah, you gotta buy the book.
Gotta buy the book, and then you get 10% off your meal. That's how it all works. Charlie Evers and Lulu coming up in about 10 minutes.
1,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo, plus splash all day at Zumbezi Bay. With tons of rides